The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Podcast. My name is Kyle.
I'm Robert.
I'm John.
I'm Thomas.
There you go. Well, Thomas, hold on.
Sorry, man. I've been called that for 10 years.
I gotta introduce the audience to you. First of all, let's get one thing out of the way. Presidential candidate.
Oh, boy.
Thomas.
Thomas who?
Thomas Tool. Oh,
Tool time.
Good memory.
You may write him in to your local ballot. As a write-in candidate, he is running, and we're going to ask him what platform you're running on, Thomas.
Yeah. What's the platform shaped like?
Independent.
Okay. It's an independent platform, not connected to any other platforms. Right?
I found that a lot of platforms are that way.
You think that the platforms that people stand on are independent of other platforms?
I think they are...
Look how you burp.
I don't know.
This is a good intro to the Shark Chopper podcast. Yeah,
let's start this one over. No. Welcome to All Shark right. Chopper. I'm Kyle.
I'm Robert.
I'm John.
I'm Thomas.
And presidential candidate.
Anyways, Thomas, who we also know as TJ, went to school with both me and Kyle back in the day in high school. And he wanted to check out the podcasting thing, so that's why we're having him on this time. How are you enjoying it so far as a presidential candidate?
I'm having a blast.
There you go. Perfect. The words from your own independent candidate that you can vote for come
November. I don't know. It doesn't sound very presidential.
I don't know.
This election year, I think the bar has been lowered significantly.
Yeah.
So,
did you watch the second debate?
Holy shit. It was crazy.
Dude, it's just like back and forth, just lashing out.
Did you check Twitter during the debate? It was amazing.
Of course I did. Yeah, that's what
everybody was on their A-plus game, man.
It was. I've never seen anything like it. I know I'm not that old, but I don't know.
I just like Hillary's thing where she's like, I was talking to this young boy, this young Ethiopian boy, and he's only 7 years old and.
Starving.
He said, I told him about Trump, and he goes, oh, is he going to send me back to Ethiopia away from home? I'm just like, come on. Like, it just felt like it was just really being laid on thick both ways. I mean, Donald Trump was doing the same shit. And then, like, I don't know. Like, just the attacks, like, back and forth. It just felt like high school.
Did Trump say so he was weak? He's weak if he should go back to Ethiopia. and learn to be stronger.
I think we should just build a wall around Ethiopia. Mm. Just keep them out of everything, of all of Africa.
We don't talk about that a lot, but yeah, we got to keep the Ethiopians.
I say we build a wall around every country. Every country has its own wall, and you just kind of just stay out. Just stay in your own country.
You know, countries have built a wall. You've seen how that ended up.
That's true, but you know what? Well, China's got that. It's pretty great.
Fuck China, man.
I don't know, man. That wall is pretty awesome.
What has it done for me?
For you?
As an American.
It's kept the Mongols out. That's what it's done.
Exactly. Also, the Berlin Wall. Pretty good.
Pretty solid wall.
Pretty solid wall.
Was. How about the...
It did break at one point.
How about the Wailing Wall? Also another pretty solid wall.
Pretty solid one. Any other Wallace guys?
What about the seawall in Jacksonville? I saw how that held up last week.
Oh, yeah.
Not really? Well.
Well, that's because, you know, hurricanes. We need to build taller walls to keep out the hurricanes.
Yeah, look, if a president ran on a platform of no more hurricanes, I'd be like all for it. Because this shit sucks.
Can you imagine? We got to build a huge wall to keep out these giant storms, guys. Just a huge wall. How tall would that wall have to be? Pretty tall, right? To keep out weather.
I mean, yeah, you gotta go at least to the stratosphere.
Yeah.
I think it'd be easier to build down from the Russian space station.
Really? Just go straight down to like till you hit like what, like 10 feet above ground level.
Yeah.
We just have like a roof over us everywhere.
Actually,
you know
go. What? Yeah, I like TJ's idea better because. You know, you don't have all these walls around you. They're just above you. You can still walk under them.
Yeah, but you want to have essentially like a roof over the border of your country, like your country.
I don't know, man. I just don't want hurricanes. I don't care about the semantics of the whole thing. I just I just want there to be no hurricanes.
Okay, so
we could just dome it.
Yeah, dome it.
We should dome all the United States.
Yeah.
Or coastline places. Okay. You know, Nevada and shit like that.
Isn't that Stephen King's platform?
Yeah, I think so. That might be stealing. Well, you know what?
I think he wrote a book about it, too, actually.
You know what? Yeah. I think so. And I think we should just ask him about all the semantics to getting it
actually,
done.
Steven Spielberg wrote a book about this election, too. It's called Dead Zone. And if you...
what was I going to say, though? Oh, I was dealing...
drugs?
Like, ideal poker, not drugs. Ideal poker. And some lady at my table just, like, last week, I think, or, like, it was right before the hurricane was going to hit us. And she was like, I don't know why we can't, like, with all the technology we have. And I thought she was just completely joking, but I don't think she was. She goes, I don't know with all the technology we have why we can't just build giant fans and blow the hurricanes away.
She said this during a poker game.
She said this during a poker. No, it was like before I even opened the table. I was just kind of sitting there and I was getting the cards ready. And she kind of just brought this up and it was just me and her. And I go like, oh, and I laughed a little bit. But then I realized she was straight faced. So I don't know if she's being sarcastic or she's being... sincere.
Maybe she had a poker face on.
Maybe she was bluffing.
Is liquor served there?
Yeah, but I think this was at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I mean, we've all pre-drank before.
I don't think she's pre-drinking before she's like coming to a poker game at 10 a.m. Like,
yeah, 10 a.m. Yeah.
Really, you don't think anybody pre-drinks at 10 a.m.?
No, I think some people do. I just don't think this lady does.
It is Florida.
But I think, like, I mean, maybe her idea is actually not too bad. Like, build giant fans, and when a storm comes our way, you just blow it back the way it came. So back towards Haiti.
Sure.
just get out of here.
Good luck, Haiti.
Back you go, you little scamp.
Yeah. Dude, Haiti gets, like, demolished every time, man.
Yeah,
every fucking time.
Who had that joke of? I think it was like Sam Kinison. It's like get them the fuck out of there. Just like don't live in Haiti anymore. Go live in Nebraska.
At that point, yeah. I mean, they're living in like these shacks, and the shacks the roads here cannot withstand like the storm. Those shacks are just like fucking.
You guys heard
about
that report that came out like maybe like a couple days ago last week? The American Red Cross. Who's collected a lot of money for Haiti over the years. Apparently, like, the money never really went to Haiti or, like, not as much as it should have.
No, I think they said they rebuilt, like, six homes.
Six homes. Even though the goal was, like, rebuild, like, hundreds and hundreds of homes.
Oh, they had millions of dollars.
They raised millions of dollars, but it doesn't look like they spent any of it on Haiti.
No, I've heard the Red Cross is, like, really bad with that shit.
You can build as many houses as you want. You keep building with the hay. It's not going to change anything.
That's true. Right. Like, with shed lining and stuff. Like,
guys.
But the real question is, where did that money go?
Those Coke and whores.
It goes to the higher-ups. It goes to the people who run Red Cross.
Yeah,
it's
the Coke and whores won't buy themselves, man.
That's true. Dude, it is. Like, I've heard that shit about Red Cross for a long time. Well, my dad used to donate to them, and I don't think he does anymore because of that shit.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's websites out there you can check. I think it's called like Charity Star or something like that, and you can kind of. But it like even like the Wounded Warrior Fund. Remember that the whole thing that kind of came out a few months ago about how that was all bullshit, or you know all the funds from that going to nothing.
Was that also a scam?
Yeah,
man.
Well,
I don't think it's like a scam. I think it's they divert a lot of the money to just themselves.
Right.
Yeah. And they don't put the money towards what they're supposed to.
And, like, the excuse is always like, oh, it's operational costs.
But
like,
it's not.
Like that.
Yeah. We need $40 million for operational costs, and then we're going to spend about $1 million on rebuilding homes. And they don't even spend that because, like you said, it's in Haiti, and like Thomas said, like, yeah. How many homes can you build with $1 million when their homes are literally just like sheds? Like, you should be able to build like so many fucking homes.
Like a two-story shed.
Yeah. I mean, you should be able to build some fucking
sheds.
At least
you can live in luxury for
$1 million,
2 months.
Well, what's I wonder what fucking Haiti's gross domestic their GDP is. I don't know what the P stands
it's
for. Profit. Is it profit?
Yeah.
Portion?
No.
John? Gross domestic product. Product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
GDP.
I can't imagine it's a lot.
No, it can't be a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, they've always been like a really poor.
Yeah.
It's always been really poor, but I don't know. The fact that they can't divert like money and like actually like rebuild a lot more with the profits that the Red Cross gets. I don't know.
Well, you can just tell like a whole country to just relocate. It doesn't really work like that. You know?
I think
Trump's going to do that.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, he's just going to build a wall and protect our country where it is.
Yeah.
I say, again, and I know we've talked about this on another podcast, but I say we get to the border, we lay a bunch of dynamite, just like fucking dynamite, all the way down the Mexican border. All
right.
And
I'm
just boom, just blow it up. Fucking do the same in Canada, just all along the fucking border. Boom, blow it up. The U.S. is an island. We kind of move it out into the Pacific. We're all out there. We don't need anybody.
We just move it out. How are we moving
reunite
the United
with
States
Hawaii?
Out?
Yeah. We go back to, hey, Hawaii, you know what? Boom, Alaska. Alaska comes down too, fucking crashes with us and Hawaii, and we just all kind of mend together. Plate tectonics, I think that's how it works. And we just get together, and all of a sudden, we're the U.S., the continental U.S. is all 50 states.
That's how it works.
Sure.
If anything, I say you just get a couple tugboats, fucking lasso, like, you know, fucking some California monuments, and just tug us over to the Hawaii.
Just a couple of those monuments. Yeah. They're famous California monuments.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, throw a rope across, like, the Golden Gate and, like,
the Redwood Forest.
That pier in San
why
Diego.
Why
did
you run
just
for president,
fucking,
Robert?
I should.
Should have been your platform.
You know, it doesn't sound any less insane than building a wall.
Or building, like, a place on the moon, like Newt Gingrich wanted to do back in the day. I mean, come on. Like, come on. That's pretty
good. I still think that's a cool idea. It's
a cool idea, but it's not. It makes no sense to do. Like, why are we going to, like, waste money on that right now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's a pretty good idea, and I think it actually would make us closer to Hawaii, literally, and Alaska, and we could actually, it'd be a lot easier to drive to those places.
All right.
I don't know.
I'm trying to find out how much the American Red Cross collects yearly.
A lot, I think.
Because, like, Haiti's gross domestic product is $8.4 billion. And so to put that into perspective, the U.S. is $16 trillion.
That's more than I thought. Yeah. I thought it was, like $6. However much it costs to sell soccer balls.
That's it.
Let me think.
Do they make soccer balls there?
I know they do in Pakistan. Have you ever seen Freddy Got Fingered?
Yeah.
Look,
that's
Daddy,
where I get,
we're in Pakistan. We can sew some soccer balls.
That's where I get most of my, like... Imports, exports. I really want to learn more about this. I think it's time to watch a Tom
Cruise
movie.
Do you always reference that movie? Do you always reference that movie? Didn't you see Freddy Got Fingered? If you did, you would have known what I was talking about.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love Tom Green? Oh, everybody.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tom Green
kind of like disappeared.
Yeah, what I don't know what he's doing
though. I think that style of comedy got old. It gets old like really quick.
I don't even think it was ever new.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's just, like, every, maybe a couple times a decade, like, someone will come out, like, they're really edgy, but, like, it just burns out, like,
but
really
he had his own show on
MTV. Have you ever seen that show?
Yeah,
it was the Tom Green show.
You ever seen them pan the audience? You see about 50,000 chairs, 6 people there?
Yeah, I'm sure. There's not a lot of people there. I remember there was, like, this one, like this one time where they had like this guitarist who like he had like a chainsaw or no, maybe he wasn't a guitarist. Maybe he was like, no, yeah, he's a guitarist, but he had a chainsaw on his guitar or some shit like that. And he came out and he played and I guess he cut like a corner off of Tom Green's desk like before Tom Green was going to interview him. And then Tom Green like kind of lost it and got like really pissed off. And then Tom Green was supposed to play guitar with their band at the end of the show, and he just kind of stopped halfway through and just said, fuck it, and, like, walked off.
That's right.
That was so weird.
I remember the episode where he actually went home with a couple of the audience members.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He tried to, like, go in your house, and, like, someone was like, no, you can't come in here.
You don't let him in your house. Same with Andy Dick. You see Andy Dick, you just run.
Andy Dick disappeared. Well, he didn't.
No, I just saw him last night on the new. Well, now I feel no, no not about. On the news. I was going to say on a new episode of a show that I'm now really ashamed of saying I'm watching, but Two Broke Girls.
Why are you watching Two Broke Girls?
Yeah, really.
Well, man, my wife made me watch it,
and now I'm hooked.
Same with fucking Pretty Little Liars.
What's Pretty Little Liars?
It's about.
It's about like two, like a couple of people who are pretty. And they, but they lie a little bit.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah, it's really stupid now. I don't know why I watched it.
I just started watching Shameless. Like the first
God.
Season of Shameless.
Michelle's into Shameless. Like every episode of Shameless, like when I'll be around the house doing stuff, and because like I don't watch it, and like she's already way too far into it.
Right.
But like every time I'm in the house, I feel like. I'll look at the TV screen and see that it had cut to credits because, like, every scene transition is like, I'm thinking, like, okay, it's credit time, right? And, like, nope, it's like, yeah, it's just a new scene.
No, the music is, like, pretty crazy, but, like, it's a weird show. I mean, it's okay. I'm not, like, totally into it yet. I've only watched, like, the first 5 or 6 episodes of season 1. But, like, it's really hard for me to get into dramas. Mm. But, I mean, there's some decent, like, funny moments. And I like William H. Macy. But the show is just essentially, like, it's all sex and drugs and, like, rock and roll and, like, getting wasted. And
I think there's a show called Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
I mean, that's what Shameless is. It's about him and his kids, and he's just an alcoholic. They're all pretty much just, they just do drugs and drink and get into, like, these crazy scenarios. And, like, it's okay. It's not a bad show, but I'm also only on season 1, so.
Yeah, from what I see, it doesn't look horrible.
No, it's not horrible.
I just hate when shows rely on sex so much.
I really do hate that, too. I feel like so many shows now just rely on sex and violence, like, nonstop.
Yeah.
Murder, She Wrote.
Ugh. Fuck. Ugh.
How to Get Away with Murder.
So many titties.
Angela Lansbury, come on.
No, but like that's true. Like Game of Thrones is all sex and violence, and I like Game of Thrones. I'm just saying, like that's
Walking Dead.
Not a lot of sex, but a lot of violence.
Gratuitous violence. Together.
Well, no, I'm talking about anything. It's just like it's violence and sex. It's I get that sells, but it's like sometimes I hate when they rely on it too much.
That's like a big reason why I'm avoiding Game of Thrones is because it looks like just sex and violence. And it's like, I'm sure it's well-written and everything because like so many people love it. But like, I hate when shows rely on it so much.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, it's okay. And I've read the books and I do like the books and I watched the first season. I like the first season, but there are parts where there's just like naked girls in the background. And don't get me wrong. I like seeing naked girls, but they really serve no purpose to the story. They'll just be like in the background, just making out while like the
every naked
happening.
Woman serves a purpose.
I know. Wow. Oh well.
What are you, Donald Trump?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. And then all you have to do is just grab them by the pussy.
By the pussy.
That's you know what? When I look for a candidate, I want one that's upfront about just fucking sexual assault.
Yeah.
What's your stance on genitals?
I love them.
I love to grab them.
I just love to grab them, man.
I like to palm them like a basketball.
I love how, like...
You know what's funny is that, like, everybody's acting so... Well, I mean, not surprised. I mean, for sure, everybody's offended for good reasons. But, like, why is everybody acting surprised? Like...
No, I think...
Donald Trump's been like this for decades. Yeah. Decades.
Right.
Always been like this.
Yeah.
No, but I think liberals are, like, outraged. And I think, like, more conservative people... And people, or not necessarily conservatives, but people who like Trump, like Trump supporters, are like, well, it's just locker room talk. It's just, that's what you say. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I get talking about, like, another gender and being like, ah, oh, she's fucking hot. And like, look at those tits or something like that. But he's like, they do what I want. And I just fucking grab him by the... Like, that's, like, a little too much. Like, that's, like, rape. I mean...
Yeah, he got joking pretty, about rape. He got a little rapey there.
Yeah, that's a little more than little. So, like, that's why I'm like, it's not, like, people who are Trump supporters, oh, everyone's offended because he said pussy. No, they're offended because he's talking about women and how he can have whatever he wants. And if, you know, if he wants to kiss them, he kisses them. If he wants that woman, he's going to get her. He's going to grab her by the pussy. Like, okay, that's a little too much.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
I'm going to give that a shot. If you don't see me for a long time, I'm in jail.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I don't know.
I've always wanted to palm a pussy like
just,
a basketball.
Just grab it. Yeah. I don't know how you. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, real.
Fucking spin it on your finger.
I mean, if you had to compare it, wouldn't you use, I don't know. Well, yeah, just use like a bowling ball analogy, something like that.
I always imagine if I was going to grab a pussy, okay? Yeah. Like if I just wanted to grab someone by the pussy, I would
do it like a baseball.
I would do it like the old like 30s. Like when there's a guy on stage and
like
you don't want him on stage
like,
anymore.
I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way. There's an old-fashioned way to grab a pussy.
No, I'm saying like you're old-fashioned, 1930s. This guy's on stage. You don't want him on stage anymore. People are booing him. So you reach out with that little like
the
cane and you pull him off. That's how I would grab a pussy.
With
right?
a cane?
Now, see, I'd
like
do
an
it.
Old vaudeville act. Yeah.
I'd do it like Showtime at the Apollo, where you know that they put the siren on, and then the guy comes out and drags him off stage by the pussy. Like that's how I would do it.
Okay, yeah. I can just kind of see that. John, how would you grab a pussy?
Well, I get like a special glove.
Okay,
get for that extra grip. I'd use my my fastball kind of.
Kind of stance?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, like, not a knuckleball?
Well, I mean, it depends on the girl.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, but seriously, like...
anybody else picturing
outside, outside of, like, some weird sex move, like, why would you, like, say, like, oh, just grab him by the pussy? Like,
yeah,
what is
like,
that?
It's weird. Like, you don't... Like, I don't imagine ever, like, grabbing someone by the pussy. Like, it's just, it's like you can't really
yeah,
grab
really,
it.
No.
You know what I mean?
I mean, if we were talking about penis, like, yeah, just grab him by the penis or something to hold on to.
Like, I got him by the balls.
Yeah.
Like, I get that.
Just
I get that.
Yeah,
but you don't grab a pussy. You can, you know, put stuff into it. You can't just, like, grab it. You know what
I
mean?
I don't like having by the balls analogy at this point in time.
Yeah. That's,
someone has me by the balls.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I grab him by the dick.
Yeah.
Pull him.
Or,
pull
like,
him.
At least
yeah.
grab a titty. I mean, a titty's out there. Do you know what I mean?
Okay,
well, not all titties are out there.
Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Sure.
We're walking a thin line, gentlemen. Walking a real thin line.
No,
it's just like a really... I mean, obviously it's a really dumb thing to say, but it's just like really weird. Like, because Donald Trump's implying like all guys talk like this. I'm just like...
They don't.
Like, what the... Like,
well, no, it's not,
don't
it's not
speak
just him.
Don't speak for us, Donald.
No, I'm sure if it was a priest, it would be about little boys.
Sure.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a little
not
different.
Everybody
there.
Likes girls.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, I think that the way... I'm not offended by the way he... Or, like, that he said pussy. Like, that doesn't mean anything. Like, whatever. Like, yeah, everybody says that word. Everybody says a lot of fucking shit. But, like, you can't say... grab them by that and talk about basically like rapey kind of things. Like I can get any girl I want. If they, I just go for it. I don't care if they don't want me to kiss
them. What's funny is that like I mean there are guys out there who do talk like that, but like in the few instances where like I have like met people who are like that, like I'm not friends with them.
No, they're like douchey guys.
They're yeah. douchey. They're usually douchey guys that I normally don't associate myself with, and like thankfully like you know, I've only met like these kinds of people like a handful of times in my life.
You just
really.
Met another.
Yeah.
Right here. His name's Thomas.
Yeah. Sounds like I just lost a friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, here's the thing. Here's the other side of the coin to this, though. He's not the first old white dude to say that ever. Like,
no.
Yeah, Lyndon Stephen Hawking
Johnson.
Says it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like Lyndon Johnson, who was a president, was known for taking his dick out and like showing it to people. Like that was the thing he did. Just Donald Trump was the one that got who got caught doing it.
And I understand that, and I'm not sticking up for anybody. Like that's another thing. Just because I vote Democrat a lot doesn't mean that I agree with. You know, apparently JFK was like a playboy, and he did shit like that too. And like, I understand that
Bill
shit.
Bill Clinton raped
yeah,
the girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah. Of course it happens. I don't condone any of it, But I just don't like, personally, like, Donald Trump, like, his stances on anything and the way, like, just everything Donald Trump does is, like, just not for me. Like, yeah, I'm just like, not about it.
It's not rooted in reality.
It's not. He just, he doesn't make sense. He, like, back, like, and everybody likes to pretend, well, he's not a politician. He just speaks the truth. But he speaks, he says this the same stuff that, like, politicians do sometimes. Like, he'll flip-flop, but then he also just goes off the rails, where politicians, they're good at being a politician because they know when to back off, and he doesn't. And he just gets it, he just, like, digs himself into a fucking hole, like,
oh my God,
so many times.
My problem is that he really can't relate to the common American because he grew up in wealth and privilege.
Right.
So, like, his platform is, like, all about, like, yeah, like, let's make America great again, but, like, make America great again for who, Donald?
Right.
It's like the working class or, you know, and it's, the higher class.
Did you ever hear the thing on the radio when he said, I remember when my dad loaned me my first million? I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. That really sets you like, man, you're just like us. That's what I'm saying. It's like when people are saying, well, he's going to really fight for us and shit because he's like one of us. He's more like just a common man. He's not a politician.
The question but is, like, who is he referring to when he says us?
It's the rich people. He wants to make tax breaks for the rich so that way it builds more jobs because they'll hire more people, which, like...
Right. Which has never worked. Trickle-down
economics. Then you have, like, the whole leak of, like, his tax returns being leaked and how, like, there's a possibility he didn't pay taxes for, like, the past 19, 20 years because he suffered, like, a huge loss.
Was it him who, like... I couldn't remember if it was him who paid, like,
suffered
points.
A huge loss.
Yeah, I know,
which right. still will make 3,000 people live comfortably.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it just, I don't know. I think it was him who only paid like 0.01, like 0.014% or something like that. I don't remember what it was, but like of his taxes, like nowhere near like what.
Well, what happened was, I guess, like according to the tax records, like I guess like sometime in the 80s when like he actually took over operations of like his casinos, like I guess like the casinos lost so much money due to mismanagement.
Doesn't a lot of his shit fucking...
But apparently it was like a really, really bad loss. And I guess like, long story short, the government felt bad for him and just gave him like a tax write-off for like maybe the next couple decades so he didn't really have to pay.
And that's why a lot of people are like taxes. Fucking pissed off because that's what they get. Like rich people get these tax breaks and shit like
that. Sounds to me like he did not pick the right apprentice.
That's true. No. Nope. You're fired.
Should have had this stuff on lockdown.
Shouldn't have picked himself as the apprentice.
I know.
My favorite thing about these debates, though, is when either Hillary or, like, the moderator or somebody will call him out for something, and, like, something he said, he's like, no, I didn't say that. And then, like, you go to Twitter, and you immediately find, like, the tweet where he said exactly what they were saying he didn't
People
say.
People are already, like, retweeting the tweet that he said he didn't tweet out. It's hilarious.
Oh, he says that all the time. Like, nope, did say that.
What a coincidence. Check out this tweet.
But that's, sure. Yeah, I don't know. And the thing is, he says, like, some of the dumbest things, like, where I could go out on New York Street and just shoot somebody in the head, and I wouldn't lose any voters for that. I'm just like, why would you even say that? Like, that's the dumbest shit, man.
He's probably right, though. I mean,
he's probably right.
Well,
because
the thing
Trump
is, like, when he said
are, like,
that,
hardcore.
That was early, kind of, like, in his campaign, and he ended up winning the Republican nomination.
Yeah, I know.
Even after saying that, so it's like, he was kind of right about that.
No, I agree with that, but that's still like, why would you say that?
Yeah,
that's,
really.
It's just a weird thing. That, like, I can go out and kill someone, I won't lose any voters for it.
He's
like,
a maverick, guys. He's not a politician. About. He's going to change things because he speaks his mind.
And Mike Pence is an idiot. So, like,
oh my
fuck
God.
That shit, man.
And it's
like
very
that
possible
said
that
he's
get in the way.
Idiot.
He's an idiot.
Yeah. Can we also give a little, throw a little shade to Hillary? I mean,
I don't like Hillary either.
Yeah, Hillary's not all that great either.
No, like, she's not. Crap. Neither of them are. Like, neither of them are going to be for the common people because neither of them know how common people live. Like, they just don't.
Like, I wish, like, you know, I guess, like, you know, people are saying, like, well, I mean, you don't have to vote for him. You can vote for a third party, but fucking Gary Johnson's a fucking dumbass, too.
But the problem is, and that's the thing is, like, and this is what I hate about voting is, you're right, if we vote, you can vote independent, but the independent's not going to win. It's going to be Hillary
first
or Trump.
For everything.
And the problem is, if you don't vote for Hillary and they get split, like, between the independent and Hillary, then that means Trump's going to get probably more votes, and there's a possibility that he wins candidacy. That was on what's that girl's name? The one who used to be on Daily Show.
Vanessa
full,
Bee.
Full frontal.
Oh, Samantha Bee. Oh,
Samantha Bee. Yeah, she was talking about that, like how that happened in Maine. Like there's this governor or something where
LePage
he said he was the first.
LePage, Plant, whatever.
Yeah, he said he's the first Donald Trump because he's like the one who spoke his mind before Donald Trump ever did anything like that in like, you know, these elections. And he does. He does the same thing. Like he wants to keep black people and minorities out of Maine because they're bringing in drugs. And like he says like all this
shit.
Who the
hell wants to go to Maine?
I know, right? No one wants to go to Maine. Chill out.
I almost got orders to Maine. Limestone.
Really?
I honestly wasn't going there expecting to see any black people.
Well, like, that's what I'm saying, but like, I like how that's like your first, like, I wonder if there'll be black people where I go.
Boy, was I wrong.
Well, that's what I thought about Minot, North Dakota, too, and there were like three.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure, but like, that's his thing, is he was like this guy who was saying he was more like racy and like, no pun intended, but like just very like, you know, open mouth. He just said whatever he felt, and he only won because like the other voters, like, they, like, split between the other Democratic nominee and an independent guy, and it split the
votes. I
think
it was, like, a less than 5%
Yeah, that he won.
Yeah.
And that's, like, over the other person, and it was because it was, like, split. That's why, like, she was saying, like, guys, just be careful. If you don't vote for Hillary and you vote for an independent, like, there's a chance that, you know, Trump can win.
People also like to bring up the Bush-Gore election.
Yeah,
because Ralph Nader also ran. He took like a sizable, well, not super big, but like just enough.
But that didn't matter because
it was like a
still
super
won,
close election.
But Gore still won the popular vote.
He didn't win the electoral vote,
which is one, another thing that I hate about fucking our democracy.
Hanging chads.
This is stupid. There shouldn't be any electoral vote. Get them out of there. We don't need them anymore. We don't need somebody to represent us.
You never know. One day we might have an idiocracy.
Yeah, I think we are going to
have
that.
Yeah, that's another movie reference.
Yeah.
I went there again.
Again. At least it wasn't Freddie Got Fingered.
I think what it comes down to is just who aligns more with your social views and you know, because you got to think that the next president's going to pick three Supreme Court justices. The next president is it's going to have a huge impact on a macro level. Not so much on a micro level. I mean, I think whoever gets elected, I think will be okay. It'll just be a fucking crazy. I don't know. Hillary, yeah, she's not great, but all the corrupt shit that people say that she does and all the ways that she's corrupt sounds like every politician that we've ever had. Like,
yeah, I think it really is. It's not like anything new.
No.
You know who should run? I don't know their names, but whoever's writing Designated Survivor. They're running the country on that show a lot better than we are.
What show?
Designated Survivor, the one with Kiefer Sutherland. Now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that one. I think I'll just vote for Bernie Sanders. So.
Holy shit, though. Wait, hold on. I want to talk about this because have you heard about that show? Like, anybody besides Thomas?
No.
And the premise is fucking ridiculous. So, like, during the State of the Union address, like, one dude stays behind just in case. So, like, of course, like, the fucking.
Well, technically, two.
Two, I guess, or two, yeah. So the Capitol building gets destroyed during the State of the Union address, so it's down to, like, Kiefer Sutherland, some other dude, to, like, run the country.
To a woman.
It's a fucking great premise.
Well, I think that's that's a real protocol. Like,
It is. Designated Survivor is a real thing.
Yeah.
So. That's interesting.
I wonder who our Designated Survivor is. Oh, wait, hold on. I wonder if I can...
You can probably look it up.
Yeah. Like,
you just go down the chain of command. I think it's, like, president, vice president, Speaker of the House.
Speaker
of the House. And I know it goes down to like fucking Secretary of Agriculture or some shit like that.
just that, like, that's what Kiefer Sutherland is like.
The lawn,
Secretary
the lawn
of, like,
guy.
The housing development or something. That's what he
like,
does.
Oh, crap.
It goes all the way down to the lawn guy. He's just mowing his lawn. Oh, shit.
The
they
lawn
need
guy
me.
Who, if Trump won, would not be
would
here
not be
anymore.
Here. Wow,
I always
be a
thought
wall.
That would make for like a great comedy. Like, oh, wait. I'm the president now?
Well, it's on. It's not a comedy, though.
Yeah.
No, it's not supposed to be.
Yeah.
All right. So for the 2016 State of the Union address, the designated survivors were Orrin Hatch, Republican from Utah, and Jay Johnson, who is, I think he's a cabinet member.
Jay Jonah Jameson.
Hey, Kyle, can you, is there also like a, do you see like a complete line of succession?
I do,
like,
yeah.
Do Do you mind like just going over real quick? I just want to see like how ridiculous.
Who's the last one?
I just want to see how ridiculous it gets.
Okay, well here's let's start with 1999. Andrew Cuomo, wasn't he like the guy that got busted for? Oh no, the governor of New York. Yeah, Andrew Cuomo.
But is there like one like where it goes like it show you like
president, vice president, speaker of the house?
Yeah, like
secretary of defense. All that.
Oh yeah, secretary of housing. He was the secretary of housing and urban development.
That's the same thing that Kiefer Sutherland is.
Holy crap!
In the show.
Oh shit!
I swear to God.
Really?
Stephen Chu, secretary of it looks like just secretary of energy, secretary of housing and urban.
Just a lot of secretaries.
Yeah. So many secretaries in this
just
goddamn
typing away
second
and
country.
Getting coffee for people.
That's the problem.
So after Speaker of the House, it's just secretaries all the way down.
Yeah, secretaries.
Okay. A secretary of Transportation, Commerce, Interior, Commerce, Veterans Affairs,
and then Paperboy, the mailman.
Eric Holder, the Attorney General, he was one. He 2009 during the presidential joint session of Congress.
Attorney General.
I mean, is it really gonna really get down to that point? I think we'll be okay. We got a vice president.
Thanks for jinxing us.
If Trump starts hitting the nuke buttons and nuking up China.
Yeah, but the problem is, like, he still has to go through Congress and all that shit. I don't think, even if he gets elected president, I don't think there's going to be, like, a lot of change. There'll definitely be some change, but he still has to go through Congress and shit.
Yeah, because Obama just had, like, one of his vetoes overruled by Congress.
Yeah.
Actually.
Which is nuts.
I think it was, like, the bill. They wanted to pass a bill where, like, it would allow the U.S. citizens to sue Saudi Arabia for the 9/11 attacks. Obama wanted to veto it because if that bill passed, it would open up, like, avenues for other countries to sue the U.S.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, Congress is, like they didn't, they made, I think, like, what's his name, the majority leader, Mitch McConnell,
yeah.
He was like, after they overruled his veto, they were like, oh, wait, we didn't realize, like, that would happen. I'm like, how are you still in office?
Dude, some of these people, man, I don't get, like, the way they run this.
People put party before the country. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Dude, so. I really don't, do we really need a two-party system anymore? I don't like the idea of having like two-party system in the sense that when you have two parties, you're having essentially like you have the Democrats. If they're in office, they have like their way of thinking. The Republicans, even though they don't like necessarily share the views that they're like fighting for, they have to fight for the opposite of whatever the Democrats are doing. Yeah. So that way they can get the opposite vote. And like I just feel like it's just like manipulating the population. Because they're essentially voting for, like, that's why politicians flip-flop all the time, because they're just trying to gain, like, the vote,
not necessarily
feeling that way about, like, a certain issue.
It forces people to kind of align themselves with, like, ideals that they don't 100% agree with. Because I know a lot of people who, you know, they usually vote Democrats, but they tell me, like, well, honestly, like, as far as, like, fiscally speaking, I'm more conservative. It's just I don't agree with, like, all that religious stuff, anti-abortion stuff. I'm just, like, you know, socially I'm liberal, but fiscally speaking, I'm like, yeah, like, I'm more conservative. Like,
right.
You can argue that libertarianism is kind of like that, but a lot of people are just like, you know.
But I mean, like, do you think it would hurt, like, our whole – the way we vote if we have – Hillary versus Donald versus Bernie versus somebody else, like, they're all up there at the same time and they're doing like an actual debate instead of like the two-party system. You just have all four of them. Like, obviously that's going to split the vote a lot more because you're going to have people voting for everybody. But if you don't have like that two-party, like, Republican Democrat system, then you're essentially just voting for somebody who shares most of your views. And then
It's 2016. We can get thousands of drink combinations at those Coke freestyle machines.
Yeah.
Why can't we have
two? And then why do we do electoral votes?
Because
I don't want somebody
else
to vote for me.
You can't have it your way.
Well, I think everything should be like Burger King. Because we have a whopper of a choice.
Blaine and burnt.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure, pretty much. Yeah. That burnt taste.
I mean, with how you're going, I mean, it would just be four people on stage arguing with each other.
Yeah, but if you do that, like, who cares? You're at least they all have their own views. They're not trying to side with their party. They're not trying to basically manipulate the population and being like Hillary, like, I'm against gay marriage. I'm against gay marriage. Okay, now she's running for president and she knows that the Republicans are against gay marriage, so she's going, I'm for gay marriage. Like, it's like,
I think that's how Trump got far, to be honest, because I think like a lot of people didn't really see him as a Republican. He was just a guy who had like kind of conservative values.
Mm-hmm.
They just saw him as like the outsider who would just come in and shake things up. But
yeah, because he had the Republican, yeah, like he had those conservative views and he ran under like the Republicans. But like he also kind of went off the rails and kind of just, he started acting more like, hey, I'm not a politician. I'm just going to speak my mind. But I also, you know, yeah, we should have religion and we should have like, you know, all this
now
other
people
stuff.
Are acting all offended because he did exactly what people wanted him to do. So,
oh yeah. And the conservatives, like, hardcore conservatives don't like him, and they like Republicans, like most Republicans are like not digging Trump. They're backing off. A lot of them that were endorsing him after that pussy grab comment are like
Paul Ryan, like he just kind of, I think he pulled his endorsement. Marco Rubio, I think he's still supporting him, but he just like was like, well, I think he's better. He's better than Hillary. I'll say that.
Well, Pence, like, he like canceled one of his tours. He's like, maybe not right now.
Yeah. I mean, who's going to endorse that? I mean, other than Kobe Bryant and Magic Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
And Bill Cosby.
Forgot about that one.
Man, I just, it's scary.
I just think, like, because we have a democracy, I don't think we have, like, a true democracy. And I think, like, things should definitely change. I don't know why we don't just go popular vote. Like, at this point in...
Like American Idol?
Yeah.
Yeah, call in.
I think
or
so.
The voice.
Raise your hand.
Yeah. I think, yeah, we should have four presidents up on stage, and we just have people that represent us, and they just hit their buzzer, and they spin around their chair when they hear a candidate that they really like.
You know what they should do? Like, they should put a post on Facebook. It's like, press like if you want to vote for Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's really what
do
it
like
needs
a
to be.
Dislike if you want Trump.
It really does. Like the
cheer
whole...
if you want Sanders,
or love if you want Huckabee.
That's true. I just think like it definitely needs to be different. I think get rid of the electoral votes, and I think get rid of the two party systems. Just see what happens.
No, I think even less drastic of a measure would just to be make November 4th, voting day, make that a national holiday. Everybody gets it off of work, mm-hmm, and then legitimately work on something where you can vote easier, like where make it easier and voting more accessible to everybody, as opposed to going to a polling place, like maybe even online if it's possible.
Yeah, why isn't it online? Because of hackers and shit.
Hackers, yeah,
security,
yeah,
reasons,
I guess. But
well,
like,
do that, and then like relax the voter registration and make the ballots a lot clearer and easier to understand, and then you'd have massive change because finally you'll see the will of the people being done, as opposed to these fucking gerrymandered voting districts and voter registration and people not showing up because they can't get to their polling place before or after work. Like it's really in the politician's best interest for you not to vote, or for
some
certain
of them.
People. Yeah.
But
for
black people. Here's the problem, though. Like, you could basically just do everything like and just hand the voters like the ballot on a silver platter. But like a lot of times, like, you're still going to get like a lot of people who are just too lazy to go out.
No, I get that. But I do think, yeah, like if you had the day off, I think a lot more people would go vote.
I think a lot of people would take the day off and go to the beach.
Oh, no, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was like, oh, you got the day off to vote. How long does voting take? About 6 minutes? Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, but a lot of people complain about voting because
I bet
like,
you a lot of people wouldn't bother going voting. They would they would just take the day off.
I think, oh, yeah. Yeah, but okay, voting takes what? 20 minutes? If you had the whole day, you could literally go in there at any time.
Do
you're not going to have those long lines.
Underestimate the laziness of people, man.
No, I'm saying that a lot of people, yes, would still not vote, but yeah. I think overall, I think you would still have an uptick in voting. I think a lot more people would vote.
Sure.
I drove by the polling place last time, and I was like, there's a long-ass line all the way around the building. I'm like, I'm not going right now. So like, I waited, and I went later at night.
I don't
want to
vote that bad.
I don't want to vote that bad. I don't give a fuck. Obama's going to win. I'm good.
Obama, baby.
Yeah. I can see that if you had a day off, I really do think if you got rid of electoral votes and say, like, it's going to be the popular – a lot of people were pissed off about the Gore-Bush you know, election because of that. And I think if you got rid of that and stuff like that, maybe not getting rid of the two-party system yet, but you do that, I think it just makes people more involved. And, like, it actually makes it a lot easier, like Kyle's saying, that you just – you go vote. And then it actually – it means that your vote means something if it's the popular vote. If it's the popular vote, your vote does mean something. Right now, your vote doesn't mean anything. They don't really care about the popular vote. They're just watching the electoral votes. You get 270 or whatever it is, and then all of a sudden, that's the president.
Yeah.
Well, why? It should be like, hey, let's wait till we fucking count all the votes from Florida and then decide. I don't know. It's it's really, like, to me, like, that's, like, the pinnacle. Like, that's what a democracy should be, is, like, popular vote.
Sure.
I get it. We elect, like, our officials who are supposed to, like, speak for us, and that's why we have those. But that made sense back in, like, 1800s. Not so much now. We don't need it now.
Yeah.
Fuck democracy.
Fuck democracy.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Anarchy, baby.
I want a dictatorship.
Yeah, I think you mean to say fuck the republic.
Fuck the republic.
I want a true democracy.
I do. I want a true democracy.
Let's pull our money together. We can all buy a cruise ship.
Okay.
And then we'll sail out to the sea.
Mm-hmm. Which sea?
And any sea. The
red
world
one?
Is ours. And then it's our own community, or, you know, our little community of
the world
of
is ours. My favorite James Bond novel.
And
that's not a real one.
The world is yours. My favorite Nas song.
my favorite theme for a James Bond film, a Nas song.
Why hasn't Nas done a James Bond?
Oh, I can think of plenty of reasons.
Anybody else not know who that is?
Because it's black?
Nas?
Yeah.
Nas. It's been a while, but yeah.
It's been a while.
It's Nasty Nas.
No, Robert,
still, you're no one's telling me anything. I have no idea who he is.
He's
Nas. Like a rapper.
He's
from
like a rapper.
90s.
Oh, I don't listen to rap.
He's from the Queensbridge.
Is it because you're racist? I remember you telling me that or something.
Come to Queensbridge,
probably.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
No, I can talk fast, too. It doesn't make me a rapper. It just makes me sound like I have Tourette's.
That's true. Well, you curse a lot, too.
The rappers curse a lot?
Yeah,
no.
I don't know if rapping is just talking fast. It's a little bit more involved than just talking fast. You're the micro machine guy if you talk fast. Like,
yeah.
Micro machine?
Yeah, and then the guy in the micro machine commercials. Like, oh, the micro machine.
Yeah.
I think that's like any commercial at the very end where they tell you all,
like,
the side effects.
Yeah,
do not
like
swallow.
Any radio ad. It's like,
do not take if you have blah, 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 blah.
Although they fake that
from the
shit.
Eyes.
I will say Busta Rhymes, like, he's like super, super fast. Holy crap.
I know who that is.
Yeah.
So is...
I think he's Haitian. Is he still alive? Did he make it?
But, yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't think he's like living in a shed.
Oh. Oh.
I think he lives
I think Busta Rhymes is from New York also.
What was I going to say? What about Outkast?
Outkast,
they speak pretty fast.
Oh,
they do.
What's his name? Andre 3000.
Andre 3000.
He's
three
a fast
stacks.
Rapper.
Yeah.
Andre 3000 should have been the name of the robot in the sequel to 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Ooh, Robert. Cool while you're ahead.
Not ahead.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I agree with that.
Not going to stop.
I just remember that Key and Peele skit where they were just like, Andre 3000 had just gone like over the edge into full, like, kind of crazy artsy fairy mode.
I never saw that one.
Man, I love me some Key and Peele. You guys seen Keanu yet?
No, I saw parts of it.
Pretty terrible movie, but it's Key and Peele.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it wasn't that
great. They convinced some gangsters that George Michael's a black guy.
George Michael's?
Yeah. This
sounds
is
like
my jam.
Guy.
Gotta have faith.
Gotta have faith. That sounds like a black song. Well, yeah. I don't know. A rap song.
Well, it
Pop
was
star.
A really terrible rock song remade by Limp Bizkit.
Behind Blue Eyes?
Well, yeah, that one too, but no. Faith.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know they redid that one.
That was their very first album.
I remember Behind Blue Eyes,
like
Fred Durst just did that one.
Well, he was still with Limp Bizkit.
I like that. I like that.
That's on that hot dog.
I don't like it.
Whatever. I don't know.
I like
hot dogs and chocolate in the title. That's all I got.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
That was the title of the CD, the Limp Bizkit one.
It was the
chocolate
starfish
and
hot
dog
flavored
water.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which was
it.
A good. Which I like. I like Limp Bizkit. I do. I'm not gonna. I like them.
I like
a couple of songs. I like Break Stuff.
No
Together Now.
And Together Now is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, with like Method Man and
yeah.
Oh, Red speaking Man. Of, anybody boom, seen Luke boom, Cage? Boom, that
no.
just came out. Oh, okay.
I've been watching Shameless.
That's, yeah. that's the one that's just on, whatever it's called.
Yeah, right? it just came
it was
out.
On Netflix. Because
Netflix, yeah.
Spoiler alert, Method Man makes a pretty awesome cameo in Luke
really?
Cage.
Yeah,
well, Method right. Man was in, or I think it was Method Man. He was in Keanu. He was like the main drug dealer in the movie.
Really?
Really? That's racist.
Good for Method Man.
It was one of those. I mean, I don't really know the difference between a lot of them. But I know it was something man.
Was yeah. Method Man in that classic film, How High?
Method Man, and Red Man.
Yes, he was. With Red
oh, okay,
Man.
Then yeah, it was one of those two that were in this movie. I don't know which one's which.
That's racist.
He was also in the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's cool. But he gets around.
Yeah.
But you didn't like Luke Cage, right? Or you thought it was okay?
It was a mixed bag. I
heard that. I heard it was like okay. It was really slow.
It had like slow pacing. There was a lot of expository dialogue. There was some of the characters didn't really click for me, but there was also like a lot to like. I like the villains. I like some of the side characters. It's just you know, compared to like what Daredevil or even Jessica Jones, like it was just like it just felt slow by comparison.
I still have to finish Daredevil. Haven't done it yet.
That's good.
Jessica Jones wasn't that great. I mean, I liked it, but it was also a mixed bag for me.
I still say Luke Cage is worth watching. Just don't binge it.
I haven't sure. seen any Daredevil yet.
Yeah. Daredevil.
I've seen all the
awesome.
Green Arrow and all the Flash, but I've been kind of busy.
You gotta get on the
yeah. Daredevil is like Daredevil season one was amazing.
Yeah, I like it. I just haven't finished. I'm on like episode 7 still.
It's on
yeah.
Netflix.
Yeah.
Well,
that Luke Cage and Jessica Jones, and then they're gonna have Iron Fist next.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
just released a trailer for that.
Oh, nobody I likes so. TV anymore.
Well, I've got about,
yeah, right.
I've got about 18 more days of Netflix till you know my wife cuts that off too. Aw,
yeah. No more Netflix.
So I got. A
Did
lot
you
of
watch Stranger Things? If you haven't, you got to watch it.
Oh my God, John and Stranger Things.
Oh, like you didn't love it.
I liked it.
Yeah.
They're gonna release.
Did you guys see the SNL skit?
Yeah. The black.
There was, there was a skit.
Yeah, they're like, "Where's the black kid's parents?" And then like the black, like he comes, like Kenan Thompson and Leslie Jones, they come in and they're like. That one kid's parents. Yeah. They're like, get away from these crazy white people.
Kenan Thompson, really?
Yeah, know Kenan Thompson.
Wait,
no, I know who he is. I just haven't seen him since like Good Burger.
Dude, he's been on
he's
SNL
like
forever.
Yeah, he's like the longest tenured SNL cast member.
14 years, right?
Has it been 14 years?
I think he
was on like a long time.
Well, the last time I remember watching it was before I joined the military. So like 2005.
Wow. Yeah, he was like...
And I didn't watch it all the time. It was just when I wasn't working.
No, now I don't really watch SNL too much. I'll watch like the skits on YouTube.
I will say like this last week's episode was pretty on point. It, like every skit was just like it's pretty good because SNL is usually
wait
hit
which
or miss.
One which one are you talking about, the Margot Robbie one or the
Lin
Manuel whatever his name
like
was.
The whole episode Lin was Miranda. Just like on point. Like I didn't feel like there was a bad skit.
Dude, yeah, that,
it's
really
election
wanna,
season. It's so
see,
SNL's going to be good.
Oh yeah. I want to see Hamilton. I heard that shit's good.
What are you, some kind of...
It's a hip-hop, like...
It's a hip-hop Alexander Hamilton. It's just about Alexander Hamilton and how he became, like, president and all that kind of stuff. It's, like...
played by a guy who... Is he,
well,
he's Puerto Rican, right? There's something
right,
like that.
Right, yeah. No, but he, like... I've watched parts of it, and I actually looked up tickets to see how much it would cost, because they're doing, like, resale tickets. Like, it's sold out until, like, next year.
Yeah.
And I looked up, like, resale tickets, and, like, resale tickets, the cheapest I could find are, like, $570. And they're, like, in the back mezzanine...
Well,
like
the reason why it's so expensive
Broadway.
Right now is because like the original cast, like they're gonna be moving on soon.
Yeah,
so like the understudies are gonna be coming up.
Right,
but people just want to see the original cast.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. I actually like was thinking about like seeing if I could maybe book a plane ticket to New York and watch
just,
it.
Just for that one.
I just
want to
see
that
it.
One night.
Yeah, I haven't seen like a good play.
Or you could just save some money and walk there.
Before. I'm not gonna do it.
You'd probably have to leave like right now.
Yeah.
We'd have to cut this now.
Yeah, I'd leave right now. No, I don't know. I was like looking up. I mean, I'm probably not gonna do it because like most of the tickets are like $1,700 each.
Holy
honestly,
shit.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
The last kind of play that I saw that was like a major production was Spamalot. It wasn't in New York. It was in Tampa at the Mahaffey, but it was just hilarious. Like
it
loosely followed the movie, but it was still just so funny. Like I'm not a big musical guy, but like all the musical numbers were just hilarious too. I'm just like, this is actually real worth. I remember paying like close to $100 for like okay-ish seats. So
yeah, I mean, that's the thing is like right now, just because like Hamilton's so big, like the tickets are so expensive, and because they're already all sold out, you can get resale tickets, but they're like really expensive. It's also on Broadway, and like you said, it's the original cast. But like, you know, I always wanted to see Jersey Boys or like what's the Trey Parker one?
Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
I wanted to see that and stuff, and like to see it with like the original cast and stuff, like that was expensive. But
it's
now
tough if you don't live in New York though. Like,
yeah, you have to see it on Broadway.
Yeah.
I mean I watched the only thing I did when I went to New York, I watched The Lion King on Broadway. It was either that or Mamma Mia, and I'm like, I'll do Lion King.
Yeah. Oh, Mamma Mia.
I know, I like ABBA, but I was just like I like Hakuna Matata a little bit more. You know what I mean?
you would take Hakuna Matata over fucking Waterloo.
Yeah, I think I would.
Well, you're
no, I like ABBA, but I'm not like a huge ABBA.
So are you gonna watch?
Why are we saying he would? He did.
Yeah, I already happened. That's true.
Disco baby.
So are you gonna watch the live action remake of The Lion King that they're making?
Oh yeah, probably.
That's already been done. The movie's called Prey.
Prey.
Yeah, they've seen it. It's a really shitty B-rated sci-fi movie. Family goes out on a safari and. Things runs out of gas and lions are just mauling them.
One of their names is Mufasa, and they die in a stampede. Yeah. That's just gonna be sad.
Who could forget the mauling scene in Lion King? Classic. Hey,
I do want to go back real quick about SNL when you were talking about like how the Lin Miranda episode was good. I think the Margot Robbie episode before that was like really awesome.
I didn't
too.
Watch the whole thing. I just watched it like. Little
Did you
bits.
Watch the Tampa one? Like about her with the guy from like they were in Tampa, and what? there's a sinkhole in Tampa.
Yeah.
And there's this guy, and he's like kind of dorky looking, and he's like with Margot Robbie, and Kenan Thompson's this reporter, and they go like live from Tampa about the sinkhole outside of a mall or something like that. So like Kenan Thompson's on the scene, he's like, oh, I have these two people with me, like let's find out what they were here and they witnessed the sinkhole, and he like talks to them, and Margot Robbie's like explaining everything. And then she's like, but let my husband explain, like, what else happened. And then Kenan Thompson's like, oh, this is your husband? Because he was, like, kind of dorky looking. And it's just all about, like, how hot she is. But that shit was, like, so fucking funny. Oh, it was, like, really good. Like, watch that skit. It was, like, really funny because, like, the guy's, like, his name's, like, Matt Shatt. And he has, like, he's wearing Crocs with, like, socks. And they're just like, how are you married to this? And, like, the whole episode, like, the whole things like that.
That's a terrible name. You guys smell
Matt
that?
Shatt.
Yeah, Matt Shatt.
Yeah. Like, Matt Shatt with two T's. He's like, doesn't make it any better. it's a really funny skit. And then there's, like, a couple other ones in that one. I think SNL is actually getting better.
One of these days I want to actually go to, like, to see SNL live. I think that'd be great.
I think that'd be cool. I want to see like a couple, like I would like to go see Conan O'Brien live.
See, I hear like these, I don't know about Saturday Night Live, but I hear like these talk shows, like it's the tickets are free. You just need to wait in line for them.
That might be for some of them, but I think no, I don't know about SNL. I think that's
but
true
like, talk
for
shows,
like
Ellen
like DeGeneres,
O'Brien,
yeah.
Like the Tonight Show and things like that.
Well, I think also some of them you can book like ahead of time.
Oh,
because,
really?
Like, I had one friend, she went over to California, or was that? I don't remember if it was, like, the Tonight Show or what. I think she was going to the Tonight Show, and she actually, like, got tickets ahead of time. Okay. I don't know how she did it. I don't know if she had to pay for it or not. Hmm. But she got them ahead of time, because then that's when she went there, and she said she saw it live, and it was cool.
You guys have fun of your talk shows. I'm going to Oprah and get in a car.
That's true. I would just go on Oprah just to...
Well, good
See.
Luck with that, since Oprah's not on the air anymore.
Oprah!
No, I'd go on Ellen. Ellen gives away shit. Like, we're going to spin this wheel, and if it lands on this, we'll give you $25,000 to pay off your loans. Thanks. I just have to scream really loud.
What?
There's not a single word!
Yeah. Everybody check under your seats.
At that point, are people watching your show for the show, or just... want to get free stuff.
Hey, I think Ellen's a great person, and I think she gives away a lot of stuff, and sometimes she doesn't, and regardless, I would still watch her show.
Honestly, I think she's funnier than like a Jimmy Fallon.
Actually like Ellen.
Jimmy Fallon's not funny.
Yeah, I don't think he's funny.
He's like too agreeable.
Yeah.
You ever watch like Jimmy Fallon? Like, I mean, there's a joke right now, like everybody's making fun of him, because like he always laughs at everything the guests say, even if it's not even that funny. And it's just like... Whereas, like, you go, like, who go, like, watch Jimmy Kimmel, who I prefer. Like, he's very sarcastic. He's still very much in his kind of man show kind of mode sometimes. And it's just like, yeah, he's like, he's still personable to the guests, but at the same time, it's like he's still got that kind of edge to him. Whereas, like, Jimmy Fallon, like, he's soft like a butter knife. It's just like,
yeah,
you got Jimmy, nothing to worry about.
He's like, he's too much where he's just, like you're saying, he's always agreeing with the guests, but he also, yeah, like,
oh,
like,
Letterman was like the most sarcastic, but he made it work, you know.
Well, I think, like, yeah, you have to find that smooth area, like that fine line where you're not like insulting the guests, but you don't have to be like so like just up their ass while they're on your show.
Don't trumpet.
Yeah, don't trumpet. Don't trumpet. Yeah. Don't say some fucking fucked up shit to them.
Hey guys, you know what else though?
What's up,
James Bond?
Oh yeah,
you hear?
James
He's coming
Bond
back.
Is just a guy. Is he?
No, for real. Actually, I want to talk about this real quick. Daniel Craig's
course.
Coming back for the next one.
We got to complete. We got to complete the triumvirate.
Yeah, I know. So Thomas, we always talk for some reason about late night TV, a lot of SNL stuff.
Yeah.
And for some reason, James Bond. I don't know why we always come
for
up. With
reason,
these stuff.
One of the greatest movie franchise of all time. I can't imagine why we're talking about it.
That's what we're talking about. That's
why
what
are you pointing at him? Does he not like it?
No.
Every single podcast.
You. I'm like, that's
no,
what I'm talking about.
Did this.
I did not point to John. I pointed to you.
Okay, guys. Holy shit.
No. Okay. What I want to say.
So how much money did they give Craig?
Well, no. Apparently, he came out and he was like, "Hey, I didn't mean." Because like the last. When he was filming Skyfall, they were like, "Are you going to come back?" He goes, "I would rather slit my wrist than do another James Bond movie," because he hated it so much. And he just came out publicly recently saying that, "Oh, I didn't mean that. I was like, I was just, you know, I was just kind of over filming at that point. But I really do like the gig, and I'd miss it if I'm not in it again." He's like, "I do want to come back for more if they'll have me." So everyone's like, "How much did they offer him?" Like, it has to be like,
who would they even
millions.
Get if they didn't get him? Who's left?
No, the people they were thinking about were Tom Hiddleston, who is Loki.
Oh yeah, Loki. Tom Hiddleston. No,
yeah. Or, and this is a weird one, Jamie Bell.
I like that. I would like that.
Jamie Bell or
Tom Hiddleston. I would have liked Jamie Bell.
See, I think I like Tom Hiddleston more, even though he's not.
I know it's like a super long shot, but I always like the idea of Idris Elba.
I like that too, but I think he's too old
now. Man, he's boss.
Yeah, but I think he's too old now. Yeah.
Idris Elba,
whatever, man.
He's like, in his late 40s, I think.
Listen, he's like got that kind of hard edge.
No,
like,
I think he would be great if they got him before Craig.
He's gritty, but he's also kind of he could be suave if he wanted to be.
And he's gonna be in the Dark Tower series. He's got a gig. Yeah,
that's true.
There was a BBC show he did where he's in the detective. I can't remember what to call it. It was on Netflix. It's only like one. Luther. That's what it's called.
No,
with
I like
Idris Elba. It's not terrible.
I like him as an actor.
Plus,
I think
his what 2-episode cameo in The Office.
Oh, that was so
Charles
bad.
Minor. I love that.
God.
Yeah.
He was just an asshole, though.
He was great. That's like every corporate dude. Like he played it so well.
Yeah, I don't know. That shit made Office was already awkward, and like him being on there like made it even didn't he hate Jim?
Yeah,
and, Jim. Ugh.
He came in on the day that Jim wore a tuxedo to like fuck with Dwight.
Yeah, and he was like kind of upset about that.
Yeah.
He was good in his roles. He didn't do terrible protecting Asgard.
That's true. Hey, Loki.
Yeah,
man. Idris Elba. Let's just get the cast of Thor to be in the next James Bond movie. No,
what's,
I'm actually
what's
okay
Chris
with,
Hemsworth do?
Yeah. I'm okay with Daniel Craig coming back for like another one or two. I like him as James Bond.
What's Chris Hemsworth doing? Something with his shirt off, probably.
Yeah. Probably. Well, he's filming the next Thor movie.
Really? Like
Ragnarok.
One?
Man. Ragnarok.
But
man.
The Hulk's going to be in it. So.
Yeah. They're like it's combining awesome. Planet Hulk into the next Thor movie. That'll be interesting.
I'm going to watch it.
I mean, I watch all the Marvel movies. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I hated the first two Thor movies, and I think this is the first Thor movie that has a chance of being decent.
I'm not. Yeah, none of the Thor movies have been that great. I think the Captain America movies are good.
Well, not the first one. Winter Soldier.
Yeah, I like Winter Soldier better.
No, I liked it better, but I still think the first one was all right.
The first Iron Man is still great.
Yeah, but then I think Iron Man went downhill. Captain America went uphill.
Iron Man 3 was better than Iron Man 2.
I still think 2 and 3 weren't that great. Oh, yeah, I think 3 was better than 2, but I still think 2 and 3 weren't that great.
Yeah.
I can't remember what 2 was, the one with the guy with the electric stuff, right?
Yeah.
Whiplash or whatever.
Yeah.
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
The Iron Man 3 was directed by Shane Black.
Shane Christmas Black.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that one was definitely better than 2. I didn't like 2 at all.
Doctor Strange is coming out soon.
Oh, yeah. That's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
I want to see that. It's got like kind of a Inception-y vibe. It's got that kind of similar visuals. So
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, most, even like the Thor movies, I'm not like a huge fan of them, but they're still like watchable for me. Whereas like DC movies, some of those are just like unwatchable to me.
You're a fucking hater, man.
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
hater.
I like Benedict Cumberbatch. Everything I've seen from him has been awesome. I mean, have you seen Imitation Game, where he plays Alan Turing?
Yeah.
Did great in that.
Sherlock.
Except he played Khan. That would have picked someone else to play Khan on Star Trek.
Well, there was a lot of problems in that movie.
Yeah, that wasn't the only problem.
It wasn't just.
Listen, I mean, it wasn't Benedict's fault that movie wasn't all that great.
Yeah.
So
anything you put Chris Pine in is going to tank.
That's
true. Was the third one? Did anybody see the third one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beyond. Yeah.
Was it okay or what?
Yeah, it was good.
I liked it better than the second one.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I'll check it out.
Still
first
not
one was
as good
favorite.
As the first one.
It just it's weird they switch everything up with and then the second one when Kirk is in the chamber and dying.
Yeah, like the opposite of Wrath of Khan.
Yeah, because I mean that's supposed to be Spock.
My problem with, like, and I didn't mind Into Darkness. I thought it was okay. But my problem with it was that it was like the first one where they're these group of people who get together and they just have to, like, man the ship together and find out how they can be a team instead of working against each other. And then it felt like the second one, or it felt at the end of the first one, they kind of figured it out. Like, hey, guys, we're a team now.
Yeah.
Like, let's do this shit. And then the second one comes out, and it's like they're back to the, like,
similar story beats to the first one.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It felt out of place, like how they were still, like, kind of against each other. Like, they didn't agree with everything. And, like, Spock and Chris Pine were still fighting.
Weren't we just at this party?
Yeah. It kind of felt, like, too much. And I was just like, So at least the third one kind of had that, okay, we're a team now. We're all going to go do our own thing, but we're still working together.
Yeah.
So I was kind of okay with that.
Robert, I told you, like, I've actually, like, decided to go back and watch, like, all the Star Trek shows and movies. It's going to take me, like,
months
and months, but I'm just going to, like, I don't know. Why not?
You're going to watch a lot of old Star Trek. Those old Star Trek episodes, they're hard to get through, man.
I'm still in the middle of the first season. And it's just like...
It's hard, right?
Yeah.
It's hard. I watched, like, I think I got halfway through the first season. I'm like, I don't know. I think I need to take a break.
I think it's good to watch for posterity's sake. Say, like, I've seen the original series. I'm just like, I'm not going to watch them ever again. But,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's kind of cool to say that you've seen them all. I mean, that's why, I watched every episode of Cheers, and then right after that, every episode of Wings. So
did you think it was worth it?
I mean, you watched every episode?
Every episode of Cheers, and then I went to Wings.
Like 10 seasons of Cheers?
There's 10, no, 11 seasons.
11 seasons of Cheers.
I think 11 seasons of Cheers, and then about 6 seasons of Wings. And then after that, I was like,
Wings
for Frasier.
Right?
It's in the same universe, so I had to watch the same writers and shit.
You could say Marvel ripped off Cheers.
Yeah, Marvel is basically a newer version of Wings / Cheers.
CEU, the Cheers Extended Universe.
Hey, Norm and Cliff appeared in Wings. I think, maybe not Sam and Diane. I don't remember.
Old seasons, like, gone forever. Like, these shows now, you get, like, 3 seasons. You're ecstatic. I mean, this old stuff, like Smallville, 10 seasons.
Well, a lot of them, like...
For 10 seasons? That's crazy.
Yeah, that was around for a while.
Yeah, and, 8.5 of those were in Smallville. He didn't become Superman until, like, the last, like, 1.5 seasons.
Yeah, but that's kind of like Weeds. I watched Weeds. The first 3 seasons all took place in, like, this one town. And it all, like, made sense. And then, like, finally, like, season 4, they're just like, we're going to move to a different place. And then they move. Like, the whole show kind of changed.
They're just
at
trying
that
to
point.
Make shows everything. Like, Bates Motel, fucking terrible.
Really? I haven't watched it.
You're
I
not
it was
missing
right.
it. No, it's not.
Okay.
Somebody lied to you.
Okay.
It's got to be better than the shot for shot remake
of Psycho by
hey,
Gus
you
Van
leave
Zandt.
Gus Van Zandt alone.
Oh,
is he still counting his money?
We saw.
And I talked earlier in this podcast about how great William H. Macy is and Shameless, but goddamn, man, that Psycho remake.
What's
they
the
wasted
point of that?
William H. Macy, wasted Julianne Moore, wasted Vince Vaughn.
Really? Did
they didn't waste Anne Heche.
No,
but
you got to see her whole asshole, and that's pretty special.
That's a good one. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that was a waste of a movie.
Taking it back to Cheers. Mm. Did I tell you guys I went, because I was in Boston like a couple weeks back, I went to the original bar that the Cheers bar is kind of based on.
But you didn't like it, right?
This is the first time hearing about this.
Yeah, because like Cheers is based on a real bar in Boston. And like you can just go there. Like it's like this really small like a little bar that you have to like it's kind of underground.
Sounds
it's
like a little dive bar.
Yeah, it's like kind of like in the basement of a hotel. It's really weird. It used to be called the Bull and Finch. And like it was kind of cool because like when you walk in, it's like super small. It's probably like the size of this studio that we're, well, maybe not that
it
small.
It can't be
like,
this small. But it this just is like a broom closet.
Yeah, it just it was really small, but it definitely had that kind of Cheers look. I'm like, oh, like I can see this like being an inspiration for Cheers, but like, yeah, it was really weird. I'm just like, yeah, this is Cheers, but this is the real life version. I'm just like,
when you went in at the very like corner of the bar, yeah. Did you see George Went? No. Was he sitting there drinking a pint?
I did sit at the bar though. Like, yeah.
Did everybody yell, John?
No.
All right. Then it's not even worth it.
No one knew my name.
Okay. No one knew your name.
You know what's sad is that it's become like a tourist trap because you can buy like Cheers shirts. Cheers.
Dude, why didn't you buy a Cheers shirt?
Because I'm not an asshole.
You know what?
You are an asshole.
You are.
You can buy a Cheers shirt on eBay.
Well, I mean, I'm an asshole,
$1.
But I don't want to be an asshole for that reason.
I don't know, man. I have a Al Bundy shirt. I'll buy a Cheers shirt.
Yeah. I don't know. It was cool, but at the same time, it was kind of disappointing. I'm just like, well, they just turned into like a tourist trap. Like, it would have been cool if they just kept it as like a just a regular bar.
Well, okay. Like in May, I went to Georgia, where like I forget what the town's called, but it's where they shoot The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
and I went there. And I guess they shoot, like, a lot of movies there because when you walk, it's a really small town. It's just, like, one street pretty much. That's, like, their main avenue. It's kind of like the downtown area.
You said you've been there, right?
Yes.
There's, like, a weird chocolate shop, too.
Why? Have you been there?
No, my ex-wife has.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know about the chocolate shop.
The whole place kind of looks like a downtown thing, right?
Yeah, just the one main street. There's some housing and, like, neighborhoods past that, but the
it
one main
like
street
Savannah.
Is it.
It's not Savannah.
It's not Savannah.
I know what
really
you're talking about,
town.
But I can't.
They have a Walking Dead store now. So like you go in there and it's just all Walking Dead stuff. And then when you leave that, they have like these little plaques in the ground, and you can see like all the films that were filmed there. And like that's kind of cool. It's like that's their shtick. Like we filmed The Walking Dead. But like to have like a store and you go in it, it's like it's crazy that it's just like a Walking Dead store in this.
You
small
get a
town.
Shirt with Daryl's face on it.
Like. Yeah, it's just weird because like you have like a little ice cream parlor, you have like this antique store, then you have a Walking Dead store, and then you have like the bank. It's just like it's like a weird kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then also, if you walk a little bit further, you can see Terminus, like where they shot, like they built this whole set, and it's just like blocked off with like these fences, so you can't see when they're filming. But I don't know. I mean, it's cool, but yeah, it's got that kind of
Both of you guys have been to like cool movie / show sets. You know what I can say I've been to?
Where?
A scene from Punisher.
So you've been to St. Petersburg?
Yeah, that's the only one I can say. Which is not even that great of a movie.
If you went to Derby Lane. Where I work, you can say you've been to where they shot one scene of Ocean's 11 with Elliot Gould.
Yeah.
Great scene.
I think it was Elliot Gould. Maybe it wasn't.
It was Elliot Gould.
No, it was Carl Reiner.
Carl Reiner, that's
Carl
what it
Reiner
was.
And Brad Pitt was
Yeah, Carl
scene?
Reiner and Brad Pitt, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you know they're making an Ocean's 8? It's the female
Are they
spin-off?
Really?
Yeah, Ocean's
Good.
8.
Why
Good.
8?
I don't know.
You know, a lot of people are going to be pissed off about that.
Well, they've been like doing a good job people. With these female spinoffs. I mean, Ghostbusters, off the chain.
Well, I can't tell if that's no, but again, not saying it was bad because of women. It was just bad because it
sounds sexist to me. So
actually,
I'm racist. You're sexist.
I didn't mind Ghostbusters. It was all right. I just never would watch it again.
You're racist, Robert.
I'm racist against
How dare
women.
You.
If you're a woman, I don't like you. Nah, it was okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We can probably call this one a show.
This was definitely a show.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, I got no problem
calling it a show.
You think years from now, like they'll convert like the studio to like a gift shop?
I hope so. A shark shopper. Yeah, my house is gonna be a gift shop.
Why not?
I don't know. I just hope we go 10 years.
A little tiny museum.
I want to go 10 seasons of Shark Dropper.
They can buy, like, shirts with each of our faces on it.
Mm-hmm. I would totally be down for that. Buy little shark
would
keychains.
You?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
No.
I would, but somebody's currently taking all of my money.
It happens.
Well, on that note, make sure you go to sharkdropper.com. Check out all the rest of our podcasts there. Patreon.com/sharkdropper. If you want to donate some money to us, it goes to a good cause, such as microphones, wires, cables, soundproofing.
Okay. Yep. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to improve the product here. Sons.
Yeah. Take that.
And daughters.
Take that to the bank and cash it.
All right, guys. Any bold predictions?
No. Nope, that's word of the bay.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, I have a bold prediction. I think Trump will not be president.
I didn't think Trump would make it as far as he did.
No one did. So that doesn't mean anything.
I predict a zombie apocalypse soon.
When?
I need a date. Tomorrow-ish.
Okay. So we're not going to do a Shark Dropper next week.
Can it be somewhere in the Caribbean? Because my ex-wife is on a cruise right now. I would love for something just to happen,
I don't think zombies.
TJ, I get the feeling you're having marriage problems.
Yeah,
I don't think zombies swim.
What?
At least not a lot of them.
They're not basketball players. They can swim.
That's racist.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Dana Tosh said it first.
Alrighty. Okay.
It doesn't make it right.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Okay, that was Shark Trapper. I'm Kyle.
I'm Robert.
I'm John.
I'm Thomas.
See you guys later. As I stand here looking out over the ocean, I didn't want to cause a great big commotion. 'Cause when I saw what looked like a fin break through the surface again, shark. Shark. Just as quietly as he had appeared, he went away. Down to the deep blue sea, searching for prey. Then I saw what looked like a fin break through the surface again. It was a shark. It was a shark.
T-minus 5 seconds till shark drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop the shark! Go! Go! Go!
The following podcast is a Shark Dropper Studios production.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.